Head coach Gus Bradley and the Jags ready for the dress rehearsal game after the final full-speed practice on Wednesday afternoon. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with you on the Florida Blue practice fields. And the Jaguars shortened up practice on Wednesday. A little lighter version today. Helmets and jerseys for the Jags. Historically, the third preseason game is the dress rehearsal for the starters. And the longest they'll play in the preseason. Linebacker Paul Posluszny said there's plenty to get out of Friday's game.
This is an important one for us as a group because we've tried to mimic a regular season week for this week in preparation, and we want to prepare that way for this game and play that way during the game. So it'll give us an opportunity to play the most, and we want to perform well for this one.
Other notes from Wednesday afternoon, wide receiver Cecil Shorts III, linebacker Dakota Watson. They'll both play Friday in Detroit. Shorts said he'll go about 15 plays in the game. Rookie receiver Allen Robinson will travel. He'll try to get used to the road game routine, but he will not play. It's possible next week against Atlanta. And finally, rookie center Luke Bowenko will play Friday. For how long, though, will be discussed a little later by the staff. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Of course, offensive line still a topic, certainly on the interior. It sounds like McClendon will start at center, though. At least that's a start.
Well, and as we've said, this feels like it's going to be a topic until the regular season opener, maybe beyond. McClendon's going to start. He's started there in practice the last two or three days. I'm really anxious to see what happens with Luke Bowenko. He's coming off the ankle. I think he's going to be ready to play. He thinks he's going to be ready to play. If he can get into the mix, this could get interesting.
And Bowenko said today that the competition has brought the group closer together.
People say Jock and Mike are competing. Well, Jock and Mike are also each other's biggest fans, and they're in the room talking stuff over, going through their reps, and along with bringing me along, a young guy, Brandon as well. So, I mean, the competition's with ourselves, and that's what we preach every day, and it can't be more true than this position battle that a lot of people have framed.
A couple of other guys that'll be back in the field: Cecil Shorts III, Dakota Watts. We mentioned them earlier, but how long do you expect those guys to go, and can they be pulled off the field?
Well, a lot of anticipation from both those guys. They've been out since the beginning of our training camp, really, so they're ready. Dakota Watson's looking forward to it. He knows he's not going to really be able to show everything he's got on Friday. It's a matter of wanting to get back into the flow of things. Cecil, another matter. He's looked very good this week. I asked him, I said, Gus said, Cecil, that he's going to take you out on extended drives. And Cecil started laughing and said, I may be giving him a little bit of this and wave off. But he said, seriously, he knows the trainers have to sort of determine how much he plays. But he's looking very good this week in practice.
And one more topic today. There's a little more clarity on the quarterback situation.
Well, as we've thought all week, Chad Henne starts, plays about a quarter and a half. Blake Bortles plays about a quarter. It's going to depend on sort of how many snaps they all get. All the stuff we've talked about so far, obviously, is going to pale in comparison to that being the major storyline Friday.
Well done, John. Enjoy Detroit.
Okay, JP. Thank you.
Be sure to watch Jags of the Round Table coming up on game day Friday right here on Jaguars.com. Myself, John Osier, Brian Sexton, the five biggest topics going into the Lions game. The Jags will hold a walkthrough on Thursday and then travel to Detroit. Kickoff Friday at 7:30. Look for live coverage from Ford Field at 6:45 right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.